so be clear to everyone, so clear that each and every one of society, of people in society will identify their role in the implementation of these undertakings. As to the green economy, we are convinced that every country has to opt for the path towards sustainable development in the terms considered most appropriate. We think that the green economy is not a theme subject to a concept, but rather a set of political tools and mechanisms which can help countries to make progress in sustainability. We are also convinced that the international financial institutions and the social institutions have to participate right now in promoting sustainable development. I'd like to point out very clearly the support which Mexico grants to the Sustainable Development Goals. We are in favor of using that tool to measure progress which each of our countries carries out in terms of sustainability. And in this respect, we'd like to recognize and express our appreciation for the efforts and the leadership which Colombia has taken in promoting this idea. And I believe that we are prepared to continue to work with Colombia and other countries in setting up an agreement in this area. As to the institutional framework for sustainable development, Mexico thinks that ICOSOC is the organ which must promote the integration of the three pillars for sustainable development. And as to the new institutional rules for sustainable development and the strengthening of the environmental pillar, we are in favor of increasing the capacity of UNEP in a reform which will follow the guidelines established in the Nairobi Kempinski world. A complete package to improve the institutional framework for sustainable development has to be based on four basic functions: political leadership, the integration of the three pillars, establishment of an agenda for sustainable development, institutional coordination to allow for coordination between all pillars and means of implementation. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, to ensure a good and holistic approach, we need a shared policy to inspire the action of sustainability among all sectors of society. And in this respect, I'd like to say that Mexico is very much in favor of the participation of all sectors of society, both in the preparation of the conference as well as in the implementation of the agreements of the summit. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the representative of the major group of farmers.
Thank you, Chair. We will deliver this statement in two short parts, the first by the Farmers Major Group and the second by La Villa Campesina. As one-third of the world's population and one-half of it's poor, farmers should be the fourth pillar of any sustainable development discussion. It is essential that the Rio Plus 20 outcome contains an action plan that addresses the needs of farmers, particularly small-scale farmers and the rural poor, if the goals of poverty eradication, food security, and sustainable development are to be achieved. In the outcome document, the seven priority items, including food security and sustainable agriculture, should each receive one section. That section should reiterate the work of CSD 17 and call for countries to live up to commitments such as La Aquila and CADAP and link to existing bodies such as the FAO and the Committee on Food Security. The action plan should allow states and their farmers the opportunity to strengthen and develop their agriculture sectors according to their specific needs and in the most sustainable way possible. The action plan should ensure the following: a multi-stakeholder mechanism such as achieved through the ISTED process to ensure the direct participation of small-scale food producers, pastoralists, indigenous peoples, peasants, and the rural poor in policy development. Increased support for knowledge systems such as participatory approaches to farmer to farmer training and extension systems. Good animal welfare practices and sustainability of livestock farming, which plays a key role in poverty eradication. It is also essential that observer organizations have full participation in all meetings and processes on the road to Rio. I now hand over to Olivia Campesina.
The Via Campesina is an international movement of rural organizations of farmers, families, agricultural workers, indigenous workers, and rural women. We are more than 150 rural organizations present in 60 countries, representing about 300 million rural people in the world. The zero format must ensure the protection and the support of ecological rural farms for the future of humanity. It cannot be covert document in the interest of the transnational and not in the interest of the rural men and women. It must include protection of the right to develop our own seeds through agroecological practice, the use of traditional methods which we have used since the failure of the Green Revolution, the guarantees of productive lands. It should not be in the hands of private hands, but in the traditional hands, which people are trying to dismantle to submit it to the carbon market. The zero outcome document has to be a demand for our future and not a new program of structural adjustments. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the representative of Chile.
Señor Presidente.
Mr. Chairman, we'd like to give our support to the delegation of Argentina and to the statement of Argentina yesterday on behalf of the Group of 77 in China. In order to achieve a document with concrete results, my delegation wishes to repeat the necessity to give serious and urgent consideration to the initiative submitted by Colombia, Guatemala, and Peru, which seeks to establish sustainable development goals, making use of the positive experience of the MDGs and Agenda 21. We think this is a path we have to explore and which must implement seriously to achieve tangible results by June 2012. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And I now give the floor to the representative of Switzerland.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. And since we did not have the opportunity yesterday, let me first congratulate you on your election, Mr. Co-Chair. Mr. Co-Chair, Rio Plus 20 should amplify the implementation of sustainable development. Therefore, the outcome document should be structured and formatted in a way that will help to accelerate implementation. Switzerland, therefore, has a preference for the option of a short political declaration as well as an annex. And the annex would be an integral part of the outcome, containing more specific measures, and it would go beyond the compendium of individual commitments. The political declaration should contain high-level policy messages, in particular on the two main themes of the conference. The messages should be focused and action-oriented. As mentioned yesterday, we are of the view that one of the main outcomes for the theme green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication should be an international green economy roadmap. The roadmap could be part of the annex. The international green economy roadmap should consist of two levels, one being a policy level and one the operational level. At the policy level, it is crucial that common goals, as well as concrete targets and timelines for the transformation towards a green economy, are formulated. Such international goals and targets for specific sectors, and also for common enabling conditions that are needed, will lay out the pathway for individual and collective actions for transforming our economies. At the operational level, the Green Economy Roadmap needs to bring together best practices and tools for implementing the measures and for meeting the goals and targets. This could be done by including a toolbox which assembles the instruments and measures that can be applied. Regarding the institutional framework for sustainable development, the outcome document should contain a separate part that outlines the elements of a comprehensive reform package. The outcome should therefore contain measures for improving governance for sustainable development in a holistic manner, governance in the environmental pillar, and governance on the national and local levels. Again, the political declaration should contain the main reform elements for each of the three aspects just mentioned, but the detailed measures could be put into an annex. Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. And I now give the floor to the representative of the Republic of Korea.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. We fully realize that this second intersessional meeting would provide us momentum of preparing for the zero draft to kick off the negotiation next year. In order to produce the successful outcome, we should start negotiating the text with good structure, laying out the whole architecture in advance could make easy the robust design of sustainable development in a more balanced manner. In this regard, it is very meaningful to exchange views on the format and the structure of the upcoming document. The Republic of Korea believes that the Rio Plus 20 would offer a very significant chance to address in an integrated and coordinated way the current global challenges, which are enormous burden to us. We cannot miss this opportunity to express clear and concrete message on the sustainable development. At the same time, it must showcase meaningful steps toward two themes aiming at sustainable development. In the upcoming Rio Plus 20, we agree on the outcome in the form of political declaration accompanied by annex, as suggested by Switzerland. We propose the outcome document contains introduction as a preamble, main body including sections of renewing political commitment and the framework of action towards sustainable development. Annex would be followed as pragmatic, concrete action plans of priority areas and compendium of the commitment by countries. We encourage the introduction as a preamble to elaborate the objectives and the goal of the Rio Plus 20 and at the same time to reaffirm the necessary to design a sustainable solution that reflects three pillars to tackle the global challenges. Renewed political commitment should be contained in the main body. Rio Plus 20 should produce an announcement of the renewed political commitment by the member states to achieve the vision for sustainable development, accompanied by specific directives for expedient actions. The main body of outcome should also contain the basic guidelines of governing principles, priority initiatives, which is to be more focused and political, would be placed in the main body, including water, food security, energy, forestry, etc. The outcome document has to contain an annex which elaborates the action for measures of implementation and precise steps for nations to take and pursue. The action plan should be concrete and concise to be quoted right away into the policies of each country to be implemented. Rio Plus 20 presents appropriate chance to recognize the progress on sustainable development and to set up its agenda of the next 10 years. Korea look forward to maximize this chance to create the action-oriented document to toward the achieve of sustainable development. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of Ukraine.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. A significant obstacle to achieving sustainable development globally is the lack of a coherent approach that fully integrates three pillars of sustainable development. On the contrary, a number of different processes have emerged that address each pillar in isolation. There is a need of integrated, more holistic approach towards sustainable development that will allow integrate economic, social, and environmental approaches. The Rio Plus 20 conference provides an opportunity to secure renewed political commitment for sustainable development. An outcome document would include voluntary commitments from governments, UN, and other key stakeholders how they are going to provide an integrated approach to sustainable development. Such commitments would be annexed to the outcome document in the form of compendium of commitments, as it was proposed by the delegation of the USA. Integration of three pillars of sustainable development could be realized, first of all, through strategic planning at the global and national level. At the global level, sustainable development goals should be set by the global community. Most environmental problems are global in nature, and sustainable development goals should be directed on supporting of governments of global commons. An outcome document would include a statement on sustainable development goals, as well as description of mechanism that will define clearly how to set such goals. At the national level, national sustainable development goals should be set by national conferences and adopted in the national sustainable development strategies. In such a way, each country could choose its own model of sustainable development. To integrate three pillars of sustainable development, there is a need to integrate views, opinions, and interests of key stakeholders. At the international level, the UN provides such an opportunity through the World Summits on Sustainable Development. At the regional level, there is, for example, the process Environment for Europe. At the national level, it could be national conference, like regular multi-stakeholders forums. For example, in Ukraine, the forum Environment for Ukraine was launched 2 years ago. The problem is how to transform a discussion forum into a national decision-making forum. From this point of view, the outcome document could include commitments of governments to support conducting of regular national multi-stakeholder decision-making forums for setting of national sustainable development goals, assessing the progress today, and addressing new and emerging challenges. To reach sustainable development goals and successfully implement relevant strategies and action plans, an institutional framework for sustainable development should be strengthened. At the global level, there is a complicated objective for UN how to provide integrated approach to international policy. Ukraine supports establishment of World Environmental Organization with universal membership by UNEP transforming and strengthening. At the national level, sustainable development agencies would be established as implementing bodies. They should have enforcement power for integration of sustainable development pillars and integration of environment policy into sectoral policy programs and plans. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of Major Group for Indigenous People.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. I'm Marco Serena. I organized the Rio 92 summit, and I'm very pleased to be here. New York is an indigenous land too. I just want to greet everybody and say that we have contributed to the United Nations draft, zero draft document, and from an indigenous point of view, and from everybody in this world. I know that we want to ask the Secretariat of Rio Plus 20 to guarantee broader Indigenous participation in the negotiating process. I'm alone here as an Indigenous person from Brazil, and there should be other colleagues here. The process of the green economy and sustainable development has to do with Indigenous people and freer participation while respecting the Declaration of the United Nations, which says that the Indigenous people have to participate. And I also would like to say to all of you, to the government and civil society, that it is important to promote a green economy which respects the rights of people who are in the large cities, who don't always eat. Poverty is in your cities. The indigenous people would like people to remove this poverty and even spiritual aspects. And another point is that in the recommendations which we are making, we have to debate more about the air in the indigenous lands and the values of the rivers, the sacred values, and what happens if we do something against the church or the cathedral in New York. Nobody will do anything about it, and it could cause a war. So the rivers, the forests of our lands are our churches, and they have to be respected, the sacred value, when we talk about the sustainability. And also I'd like to remind you that we have to create a voluntary fund for indigenous participation at Rio Plus 20. We are organizing the Cariota 2, and there'll be thousands of indigenous people at that meeting, and I invite everybody for it to be human dignity for all persons, not only the indigenous people, but also because of the poverty that exists throughout the world. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of China.
谢谢主席先生。主席先生。
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, the Chinese delegation takes note of the two options proposed by the Bureau on the form of the outcome document of the conference and expresses appreciation to the Bureau for its efforts. I wish to stress two points. The G77 in China has given a comprehensive statement of its expectations for the conference in its position paper submitted to the Secretary of the conference and put forward specific proposals regarding the framework and form of the outcome document in its statement yesterday. We support an outcome document that is action-oriented, balanced, and pragmatic, as mandated by GA Resolution 64/236. We believe that in preparing the zero text, the co-chairs should focus on substance and outcome and avoid getting entangled by procedural questions like length and form. We hope that the text will give a systematic elaboration of the three objectives and two themes of the conference, focus on means of implementation such as financial support, technology transfer, and capacity building, and contain a clear, concrete, and forward-looking implementation plan. We hope that the zero text will give an objective and balanced reflection of the positions and proposals of all parties, thus providing a good basis for our consultations on the outcome document. With only a few months left before the conference, we hope that the Bureau will give positive consideration to the relevant proposals of the G77 and set a rational schedule for negotiations so as to facilitate the full participation of the developing countries. Countries should carry out negotiations on the basis of mutual understanding and respect, adhere to the principle of openness and transparency, and try to expand common understanding by seeking agreement and putting aside differences in an effort to achieve consensus. China will take part in negotiations in a constructive spirit and work with all sides in a bid to achieve an early and successful conclusion of negotiations and push for positive results at the conference. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of Saudi Arabia.
In a half hour.
Ms. Ayerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, please allow me to align myself with the declaration made by Argentina on behalf of the G77 and China. I would also like to emphasize our willingness to participate in the remaining meetings to prepare Rio+20. I would also like to express our hope that the conference will be a success and will achieve a consensus for the implementation of the hopes of the peoples and governments. For the implementation of the Millennium Development Goals and Sustainable Development Goals. My delegation would also like to participate in the discussion on the form and content of the draft zero text for the outcome document. In this text, the main points that we want to emphasize are the following: to reestablish the balance between the three principal dimensions of sustainable development. This means the economic, environmental, and social aspects. And this in order to eradicate poverty and hunger, to provide education and health services, to have a peaceful society, and to encourage jobs for youth and the social integration of all strata of society. I would also like to emphasize that Rio+20, is the conference on sustainable development that covers the three dimensions of sustainable development: economic, social, and environmental, the green economy. The green economy should be linked to sustainable development because the green economy should not lead to imbalances between the three aspects of sustainable development and should not constitute an obstacle for finding energy sources in their various forms. The final outcome document of the conference should establish the main objectives of sustainable development, such as social goals, and they should also establish a timeline and deadlines in accordance with the Rio Declaration on Environment and Development, with the common and differentiated responsibility, and it should strengthen the partnerships between developed and developing countries, with coordination and cooperation in finance and trade. It should also strengthen international cooperation to relieve the debt burden on developing countries and to also make use of interregional frameworks based on the Rio principles without reopening the negotiations. We should set an example that takes into account the developmental differences of various countries, including the Arab countries, because this affects social and economic development as well as the environment and consequently sustainable development. We must focus our attention on the long-term prospects for sustainable development and these three dimensions. We do not need new institutional entities because this could create more complications at the institutional level. We should strengthen the current institutional framework and fill in its gaps between the various entities, speaking of finances and technology, and we should give financial and technical assistance to developing countries. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the representative of Indonesia.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Co-Chair, the output of the Rio Posterity that will be reflected in the outcome document should enable countries to more effectively implement sustainable development objectives in order to produce a more balanced and equitable global economic and societal context. As we believe in the principle of common but differentiated responsibility, the means of implementation from the Rio Plus 20 outcome should come into account the role of countries' national institutional system. The outcome of Rio Plus 20 should accommodate existing political instruments and national needs, particularly in regard to development, decent job creation, poverty eradication, people accessibility to information, and equitable and sustainable use of resources. Mr. Co-Chair, in relation to the structure of the outcome document, we have proposed the structure that need to be built under subtitle as has been highlighted in the Indonesian National Submission. We welcome the primary reference for developing zero draft focused political document as suggested by the guidance note of the Bureau. Whether we will be choose the model of political declaration accompanied by separate action plan or political declaration or consensus document with no separate action plan with the action integrated into the document. For Indonesia, two very important aspects of the outcome document need to be reflected: renew political commitment and action. This would create a balance between political ideas and implementation dimension. Thus, the outcome of Rio Plus 20 would not only be strong in will, but also strong in action. In conclusion, we should aim for the Rio Plus 20 conference to be a historical and groundbreaking conference and not just another United Nations conference. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the representative of Chad.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My country, Chad, joins the African position as well as that of G77 and China. It is the time to move forward towards a strong consensus. Poverty remains one of the greatest obstacles of this century, and it has led my country to take concrete actions towards sustainable development. The commitments made by our president are clearly moving towards reducing poverty. In 2010, we have increased the capital of Chad and made clear the steps Chad is taking to eradicate poverty. There was a forum on measures taken in Chad, and also forums on renewable energy and projects for food security. Considerable efforts of good governance were also established and implemented. There is a strong political will manifested by our government for the Rio Plus 20 conference. We must set clear objectives for sustainable development, and they must be global. We need concrete financing to achieve our objectives through international solidarity and a better allocation of funds. The Rio Plus 20 conference must fill in the gaps to support the efforts of our African countries on the one hand, and those of underdeveloped countries on the other hand. Sustainable development needs to be supported by collective efforts. In Chad, there are 3 million people suffering from poverty. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of Cambodia.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. I would like to congratulate you on being elected. The form and structure of the zero draft should be simple and concise. Regional reports and green economy roadmap are to be annexed, and the zero draft should be organized in three parts. For the introductory part, it should recall the Rio, key Rio principle, in particular, common but differentiated responsibility. Recalls the UN General Assembly Resolutions 64/234, raise major gaps from the past implementation, define a shared vision of sustainable development, and highlight the objectives of the Rio Plus 20 principle. Particularly the new political commit part on green economy in the context of sustainable development and poverty eradication, define green economy and its specific goals, also identify tools and means for the implementation, address challenges of a transition to a green economy for developing countries and less developing countries, including financing, technological transfer, capacity building, and also incorporate low carbon building measures. Part on the institutional framework on sustainable development should indicate a coherent institutional arrangement, cooperation and coordination among the UN institution to deliver as one. The IFSD should have clear function to integrate the three pillars of the sustainable development in a balanced approach and manner, and to be a guideline for the implementation of the green economy. For effective governance of one common institution, the IFSD is to include a multi-stakeholder engagement mechanism. Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the representative of Plurinational State of Bolivia.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. The delegation
of Bolivia, associated itself with the proposal for the structure submitted by the Group of 77 in China, wish to point out the following. The document we all expect should be based on the resolution on the mandate for the conference. We hope there will be a political document which is action-oriented and which will ensure sustainable development, which will close the gaps of implementation on a balanced approach based on the three pillars and which will contain a holistic approach to sustainable development. As to the structure of the document, we'd like to point out the following elements. It must contain a section for evaluation on the progress achieved to date for sustainable development and the gaps which exist. That section should conclude by reaffirming the renewed commitment to sustainable development and its principles. As to the emerging challenges of the 21st century, we should include the financial crisis, the energy crisis, the food crisis, the climate and environmental crisis, the water crisis, and the ecological limits of living in a finite planet, where there should be progress as to how we can restore harmony to nature and the achievement of the right to water, already mentioned by the Group of 77. The section of implementation has to be action-oriented for full implementation of sustainable development and of all of the principles and commitments already agreed, which contains the initiatives, action, and commitments in the three pillars for sustainable development. That section should take into account measures to deal with all the themes which have not been sufficiently implemented since the 1992 conference, like financial aid for the development, effective transfer of technology to the developing countries, basic services, food security, agricultural production, equity, unsustainable patterns of production and consumption. Also, concrete proposals to face the food crisis, the energy, economic and financial and environmental crisis. We also wish to have reflected precise commitments for the transfer of additional new, stable and additional resources and the effective transfer of technology, in accordance with what was established in the plan of action of Johannesburg. It must also contain a framework for action with follow-up mechanisms for the agreements made which will guarantee the effective implementation of sustainable development. The document adopted at Rio+20 should also allow states to play a central role in a balanced approach for the major groups, in particular the small farmers and then indigenous people and women. We value international cooperation for development, having as its aim the real intention of resolving the crisis of poverty, the environmental crisis, avoiding privatization of natural resources. As Via Campesina said this morning, this document should not be a new plan for green structural adjustments for the developing countries. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to the representative of Australia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In terms of format and structure, Australia would like the outcomes document to reflect a set of clear, practical outcomes, including actions and responsibilities. In order to achieve this, the zero draft should reflect those areas of common ground shared between member states. We support a focused document which includes a high-level political declaration and builds on past summit outcomes. As I tried to say yesterday, we must not repeat the previous outcomes and agreed actions of past summits, but look to the future and identify those gaps and new and emerging issues, those critical areas which were not on the horizon 20 years ago or were out of sight and out of mind, like oceans, including the high seas. The zero draft should not be prescriptive, but should highlight those areas where general consensus is emerging. Mr. Chair, Australia has detailed an approach to a template, but in the interest of time, I will not describe it here. I'll send it to you with your indulgence to the Secretariat for your consideration. But please be assured that this is not an Australian proposal per se, but is just food for thought for your consideration. Mr. Chair, Australia supports a short, focused document that is understandable, actionable, practical, and realistic. One that we hope can take a holistic approach, a system-wide approach, and one which reflects an ecosystem approach to global issues. Mr. Chair, Australia reiterates the importance of having a zero draft that reflects growing areas of consensus and one that will resonate with the expressed interests of civil society. Our political declaration must be ambitious, capable of galvanizing practical commitment as we did 20 years ago in Rio. Australia is committed to working closely in the coming months and as we set the stage for our common sustainable future. Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. Now I give the floor to the representative of Japan.
Thank you, Mr. Co-Chair. In March this year, at the closing session of the second preparatory committee, Japan stated that the outcome document should be a concise political declaration focusing on the two themes. I welcome this opportunity to further elaborate